Since Bellevue Canyon was in the county, not the city of Fort Connor, this case belonged to the county police. It was their jurisdiction, and Kelly was relieved to see the number of squad cars lining the driveway. "The more cops, the sooner they'll find whoever did this," Kelly told herself as she paced. The horror had worn off, and the sense of outrage that someone could snuff out a life as vital and worthwhile as Vicky's took hold of Kelly now. Who could have done this awful thing? Uniformed policemen were scattered from pasture to front porch, each with a pair of overwrought visitors. The women chattered, and the officers dutifully wrote everything down. Maybe one of them had seen something Kelly hadn't. Another policeman strode by with a man carrying a large video camera set up, and they both entered the house. Kelly imagined them photographing every inch of the great room. Who knew where clues might be hidden? She only hoped the flock of magpies hadn't disturbed anything. She glanced toward the pasture and observed the alpacas scattered about, grazing and studying all the human activity. Kelly searched for any sign of agitation, but wasn't exactly sure what to look for. Her knowledge base about alpacas was pretty shallow. Vicky had been the one to educate most of them in the Tuesday evening group when she'd regale them with stories about the gentle beasts with the to-die-for soft wool. Fleece, she corrected herself. Kelly had learned that much, at least.